The core theme is the process for cleansing from ritual impurity, detailing priestly regulations for skin diseases, contaminated houses, and bodily discharges, and a New Testament account of Jesus healing a man with leprosy. The main characters are the Lord, Moses, Aaron, the priests, the Israelites, Jesus, and the man with leprosy. Set within the Mosaic Covenant's legal framework and Jesus' ministry. In Leviticus, the Lord gives Moses and Aaron detailed regulations for cleansing. For a person healed of a skin disease, the priest performs an elaborate ritual outside the camp, involving two birds, cedar wood, scarlet yarn, hyssop, and fresh water, culminating in the release of a live bird. After 7 days of washing and shaving, on the eighth day, the person brings offerings, including lambs, flour, and oil. The priest offers a guilt offering, applies its blood and oil to the person's right ear, thumb, and big toe, and makes atonement, followed by sin and burnt offerings. Provisions exist for the poor. Similar rituals with two birds are prescribed for cleansing a house from defiling mold. Regulations for bodily discharges require a period of uncleanness, washing, and on the eighth day, the offering of two birds for atonement. In Mark, a man with leprosy approaches Jesus, kneeling and expressing faith in Jesus' ability to cleanse him. Jesus, moved, touches the man, declares him clean, and he is immediately healed. Jesus then instructs him to show himself to the priest and offer the sacrifices commanded by Moses. These regulations establish a system for restoring individuals and dwellings to ritual purity within the community, requiring priestly mediation and sacrificial atonement. The event in Mark demonstrates a fulfillment of the law's intent as Jesus directly heals the impurity, yet instructs compliance with the Mosaic law. The psalm reflects the blessed state of one whose sin is forgiven, paralleling the theme of cleansing from defilement.